The wives of Berkshire District Attorneys, past and present, are getting involved in the Democratic primary campaign. Within hours of each other, on June 28th and June 29th, Betsy Capeless and Karen Cacaviello reached out to local business owners tied to criticism of their husbands, former District Attorney David Capeless and his longtime colleague, current DA Paul Cacaviello. Cacaviello is running in a three-way primary to keep the job.
They're calling my husband and Mr. Cacaviello, who is the current district attorney, shady, disgraceful, and shameful. Okay, these are 25-plus year veterans of the district attorney's office who have served this county collectively in a great way for many, many years.
Betsy Capeless on June 28th, in a message left with Berkshire Money Management, a Dalton-based financial advising company that sponsors the John Kroll Show, a Facebook Live program hosted by Pittsfield City Council Vice President John Kroll. On June 26th, Kroll interviewed Owen Higgins, a freelance journalist who published an article that day on theappeal.org about communications between David Capeless and Republican Governor Charlie Baker's office. The core of the article was about emails between the parties that detailed how Capeless would deliberately mislead local journalists by taking out re-election papers as he handed off the mantle to Cacaviello. Again, Betsy Capeless's voicemail.
I don't appreciate having my husband called a liar, having him be accused of circumventing the democratic process, while at the same time playing videos that where he explains exactly what he's doing in an open, honest, and direct way.
Capeless went on to suggest that Kroll's wife is the best friend of DA candidate Andrea Harrington. Kroll has characterized this as an overstatement, and a review of the segment with Higgins shows neither Kroll nor his guest referring to Capeless or Cacaviello in the terms Betsy Capeless claimed, though Kroll does say this about the situation.
A shady handoff, as it were.
Kroll, who acknowledged his public support for Harrington, said that his show stuck to the facts and said he would not be intimidated by outside pressure.
This is a community program, and there's a lot of discussion out there.
Near the end of her message, Betsy Capeless said,
I really don't appreciate it, and neither do the Cacaviellos.
Frankly, initially I respected it. I thought to myself, this is a person I could spend time with, someone who wants to defend their family. I get that.
Alan Harris is CEO of Berkshire Money Management. He says he stands by the John Kroll Show and will continue to sponsor it. He claimed that Betsy Capeless rejected an overture to meet about the message. The Capelesses could not be reached for comment. Harris said a second piece of news changed his understanding of the Capeless message from an emotional one to a political one.
But then I quickly learned that there was also a similar call to another local business from the wife of DA Cacaviello.
I was sitting at the bar one night after I was waiting for the dishwasher to close up shop, I was having a beer, and I got a text message.
Luke Marion owns Autos, a bar and restaurant in downtown Pittsfield. Karen Cacaviello texted him through the business's Google contact just after midnight on June 29th.
I got one kind of angry message, and I said, wait, like, who is this? Like, why are you messaging me? And unfurled from there.
Marion made a May 11th Facebook post referring to Cacaviello as, quote, a nice guy that lambasted him for being, quote, set up to have a leg up in the county district attorney race through collusion, citing the reports of Capeless's choreographed exit as, quote, everything that is wrong with our system. Marion said he would not be supporting Cacaviello as a result. On May 18th, Marion posted a link to the Commonwealth Magazine article on the Capeless transition with the comment that, quote, everyone involved should be ashamed. Cacaviello's text to Marion said that he made her, quote, ill, and that while she had enjoyed patronizing Autos, she would not return. She also said that while she, quote, wouldn't get into it with Marion, she had a, quote, big Italian family that she described as, quote, loyal, warning Marion to, quote, watch his mouth, and suggesting she would direct people to the nearby Highland restaurant over Autos. DA Paul Coccaviello told WAMC that Karen Coccaviello had no comment. Marion says he didn't interpret the comments as threatening, but still had a bad taste in his mouth over the interaction.
It's the district attorney, and it's the district attorney's wife who, like it or not, is associated with the office. And that's kind of an uneasy feeling to be on the wrong side of the district attorney's office.
Marion told WAMC that while he wasn't rattled, he had lodged a complaint with the Massachusetts State Ethics Commission. The commission told WAMC it could neither confirm nor deny an investigation because of strict confidentiality laws. Harris, from Berkshire Money Management, says that his encounter did leave him shaken.
It's very scary to have a political family wield their power to threaten a local business and to use that threat to try to influence the election.
D.A. Coccaviello tells WAMC that his wife's comments don't bear any weight from his office.
It was not meant to be any sort of political statement or any sort of signal from my campaign. Simply wasn't that. If people want to make more of it, I don't know that anything I would say would ever change their minds, but they ought to take off their political blinders.
He said his wife's comments came from an emotional place.
It came from a place of love and support from her family, or for her family, I should say. And we've learned politics and social media and that kind of support don't mix, and lesson learned.
Coccaviello dismissed a claim made by Harris to WAMC of a coordinated effort between his family and the Capelesses to influence the election.
It's not true. I can't put it any simpler than that. It's not true at all. I'll say it out loud. That's absurd.
Election day is September 4th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.